Billions of dollars for roads, bridges, and other infrastructure projects are also part of the stimulus package, but the package probably won't include any specifics on what should be built. Phineas Baxendall says that's a missed opportunity. He specializes in transportation issues for U.S. Public Interest Research Group, or U.S. PIRG, and he joins us from member station WBUR in Boston. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Leanne. Glad to be here.
If Congress doesn't decide what gets built, who does?
Well, when Congress doesn't decide, it goes to the states. The Obama administration and Congress has been trying really hard not to earmark this money because earmark is a bad word now, but that doesn't mean that no one's going to be deciding which projects get the money.
Once the money is allotted, how do we know that we're not going to end up with, like, bridges to nowhere? I mean, who's overseeing the projects once the states get that money?
Well, we need to hold them accountable to make sure they spend it on the right thing. There's a whole system which does some basic screens to make sure that the engineering is okay, to make sure it passes some basic environmental review. But there aren't the things to make sure it's spending on the kinds of things we really need.
President Obama does have a website, recovery.gov, and it's going to list all the projects. Doesn't that answer some of the accountability questions?
That is a unprecedented move. You know, you'd think with the hundreds of billions we spend on transportation, it would be something we already keep very careful track of. It's good that we're going to be able to see what projects are spent on, but what we should be knowing is the money that's spent actually can be expected to address our problems. You know, there's over 70,000 bridges in the United States that are listed as being structurally deficient. And it's something that we wish was in the bill right now, was to prioritize that kind of fix-it-first thing. What we have right now is more like adding an addition to your home while your roof is leaky.
So why isn't it being done that way? Why is the talk of building new things, for example, as opposed to repairing things that we have?
It's a combination of politics and incentives. The politics are, you know, if you just think about when's the last time you saw a politician having a big ribbon-cutting ceremony for a preventative maintenance project. It's just not as glamorous. The political incentives aren't there. But then our federal system, if anything, encourages people to build new roads instead of fix what we have right now. If you're a state and you want to build a new road, you can expect the feds to pay for 80% of it. If you want to fix your road, you've got to pay for it yourself. It's just completely backwards incentives.
Is there any possibility the system might change?
Well,
I can tell.
Yes.
I was going to say, I thought with that sigh, you were going to say no.
Well, the sigh is because I think expectations were raised a little too high that this stimulus package was going to be the moment of that real kind of sea change. And I think what we're instead getting, assuming this passes, is getting a real step in the right direction. But we can't keep the system we have because it's going to go bankrupt if we continue using it.
Phineas Baxendall is a senior analyst with U.S. Public Interest Research Group. He joined us from member station WBUR in Boston. Thank you.
Thank you, Leanne.